So we had said that they came down with an attitude to Egypt. We're not becoming one with them. We're not becoming good Egyptians. We came down in small numbers. We were 70. And now Hashem has made you as great as the stars. We came down to Egypt. We were nothing. 70 people. A tiny family. We left Egypt. We were 10 million. Okay? Now, wait. Before we continue, there's a message that I usually say at the beginning of the Seder. It's an idea that Rabbi Beryl Wein told us. And I think it's an important idea to begin the Seder with. When we think back to Egypt, how many years ago was Yetzias Mitzrayim? Help me out, guys. How many years ago was it? No. 2048.
Yeah.
5775. Minus 5775. So we're talking about approximately 3,330 years ago. Yeah? Okay.
5 minus 2 is 3.
When you cross out, it becomes one less, or it becomes
One less.
What?
The last number is 7.
Do you have to use a participle, or do you make an adjective?
Hon 7.
No, 3327. Thank you.
That's what I had to
3,327 years ago, we left Egypt, right? So that sounds like a long time ago. But wait. There's a man in this neighborhood who saw the Chafetz Chaim. Shimon Peres saw the Chafetz Chaim. Okay? And the Chafetz Chaim saw people from the beginning of the 1800s. So, Shimon Peres, let's say. There's a person in this neighborhood who's still writing a book who saw the Chafetz Chaim. You saw there's a new video out now.
A new video?
Yeah. That same one from 2 weeks ago.
I didn't see it yet. Okay.
It's beautiful.
Yeah,
beautiful. Lots of rabbis.
Yeah, I need to see it. Okay, I heard about it. I didn't see it yet. Okay, so let's think for a second. Imagine that there's a person in our neighborhood here who saw the Chafetz Chaim. Chafetz Chaim saw people from the beginning of the 1800s. And this person sees people in the 2000s. So you have one person or two people who connect 300 years, right? So how many of that do you need to get 3,000 years?
3227 divided by
300 equals 10.
By 300 divided by
11.
10.
11 people like that. I'm saying connectors. Let's say you need 20 people like that. If each person's going to connect 150 years. But it's not so long. Even if you need 30 people, it's not such a long chain. 30 people from now to Yetzias Mitzrayim. 30 people. You know, I merited to hear the Seder by my grandfather. My grandfather was around the previous century, 1800s. Okay? I am meriting to be in the 21st century. So this connection between my grandfather and me connects 300 years. Two people, 300 years. So let's say 3,000 years requires 10 times that's a 20 people. It's not a huge number. So this idea that the connection between now and Yetzias Mitzrayim is only 20 people to connect the links back to Yetzias Mitzrayim, that gives us a perspective about the strength of our Masorah. So that's point number one. Okay? Now let's get back to the Haggadah. Vayisham Negoi Gadol, we became an awesome nation there. Lamed Shehayu Yisraelim Mitzuyanim Sham. That teaches us that they were distinct. People knew these are the Jews. They dress differently. We not only multiplied in number, we were awesome. Could you imagine this? They had hextuplets. How do you say six? Hextuplets? Sextuplets? Okay. So you had six at a time. Imagine this. You have six people with the same face. It's okay. You think twins, quadruplets, right? Sextuplets, little fellows. Imagine they're all 7-footers. They're broad. And you look down the street, and you see the Cohens coming down the street. Boom, 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 boom. Seven of them. Okay? And that's just the kids she had, you know, last year. Atsum.
Very nice day. Thank you.
Yes. So, I'm reminded of someone else who was a little touchy when he wanted to see, where is he keeping his jewel? Yes.
Love
him. Oh, yeah, very good. So, we were awesome. That means they were not only big in numbers, they were scary. You can understand the Egyptians were scared. We were great in numbers like weeds. A weed doesn't, you don't need to take care of it. It keeps growing on its own, right? That's what the Jewish people were in Egypt. No cultivation. The mommies weren't home. The daddies weren't home. Mommy and daddy barely got to meet. So the Egyptians were wondering, how do they procreate? We don't let them come home at night to sleep. When do they have time? Ah, they'd meet out in the field. They'd lie in between two fields. They'd take advantage of the few minutes that they had to be together. They were like weeds. The Egyptians would look at them and say, how did this happen? Hashem said, I made you grow like weeds. And the Navi describes, this is a section in Ezekiel. I will tell you the full story just because it's good ammunition. If you need to make the Seder interesting. Let's open up in Ezekiel, chapter 16. Okay, that's what he's quoting here. He's quoting from Ezekiel, Yechezkel. So, our story goes as follows. The Navi Yechezkel, who was a Kohen, Ben Buzi. Why was he called Ben Buzi? The son of the mocked one is Buzi, Buzi. Not the guy, not Herzog. Yeah, who's Buzi? Buzi is the prophet Jeremiah.
What? Yes. Buzi's Jeremiah.
Why is Jeremiah called Buzi? Because his own relatives were Mevazeh, would mock him. How do you know that, Rabbi? Good question. There was a man named Rabbi Natan, who lived before Rashi, who wrote a book called The Aruch. And in that book, under the word Buz, he explains that. Okay, back to Ezekiel. Okay. So says Hashem says to Ezekiel the following, son of man, let Jerusalem know its defilement. Hashem says, let me remind you, Jerusalem, what your history is. Your father, the Emori, your mother, the Hittite. When you were born, no one cut your umbilical cord. No one washed you off. You know when a baby is born, they're disgusting. Yes? You guys want to see a picture?
No.
Guys, it's Yom Tov. Come on.
So the Navi says, when you were born, no one cut off your umbilical cord. No one washed you. They didn't put salt on you. They didn't change your diaper. You were filthy. That's a reference to Jewish people in Egypt. Here we are being born as a nation. And we're nothing. You know what a baby is born? Could you imagine a baby being born on the field in the middle of the wilderness, being left out with all the gook from the childbirth, the amniotic fluid all over it. The baby's born, it can barely open its eyes. It's got so much amniotic fluid all over it. The placenta's all over it. It's bleeding. And it's crying. And no one's taking care of it, lying there in the field. That's Am Yisrael and Mitzrayim. You're a nation about to be born. There's potential, but no one's taking care of you. That's what the Navi's describing. Lochasa alaychain. No one looked at you. People were walking by. There's a baby crying, a newborn baby. No one cares. Yeah, no one cared about the Jewish people in Egypt. Let them die. Think about it. Egyptians are throwing Jewish babies into the mortar. The baby's crying and no one cares. What they don't care, they're throwing the baby in. Can you imagine that? And on the day you were born, on the contrary, you were thrown out onto the field with all the disgusting things all over you. And I passed over you, says Hashem. And I saw you mitbosseset bedamayich, wallowing in your blood. I said to you, even though you're wallowing in blood, you're going to live. And even though you're wallowing in blood, you're going to live. I made you like a weed. Weeds grow without being cultivated. The Jewish people will grow without being cultivated. I will take care of you. And you grew, you matured, you came of age. Your chest developed, your pubic hair grew, your a fine young lady, but you're naked. And I saw you, you've come of age. So I spread my wing over you, I covered your shame. I promised you, and I made a covenant with you. And I said, be mine, marry me. I washed you off, I anointed you. I gave you beautiful clothing. I gave you jewelry. I gave you rings, and I gave you bracelets, and I gave you necklaces, and I gave you a crown, and you took all of that. You were gorgeous. Everyone heard of your beauty. Look at where you've come from. And instead, you went and became a woman of ill repute. So that's Hashem's description of Am Yisrael's history. Look at where you were in Egypt. Look at how I took care of you and where I brought you to. And you destroyed it all. You destroyed the temple on yourself. But in the Haggadah, we're going to focus on those lines. Those lines that describe how we were wallowing in our blood. And Hashem says, through that blood you shall live. Now, if you're going to tell the story over at your Seder, you got to think which words to tell. You know, I gave you the full unedited version. Now, you have to think what's fit for the kids, what's fit for the audience, what's fit for people who are less observant. That's for your brains. You know, think about it. Okay, let's continue. Now I'm flying. So, Varav, we were mighty. We're numerous. Kmosh Nama, as the verse says, I made you like the weeds flourish in the field. You grew, you matured, you came of age. Your chest developed, your pubic hair grew, but you were still naked. Now here we have a special tune. Va'omar lach b'damayich chayi. Va'omar lach b'damayich chayi. Where do we say this line? Help me out at a circumcision, because our tradition is that those two bloods, the blood of the Paschal offering and the blood of the circumcision, that's what keeps us alive for eternity.